I am not going to throw Francis Fitzgerald under a bus. I mean, a Merca, an Audi maybe, but not a bus. That would just be cruel. Have you seen this woman? The only public transport she's ever been on is the Orient Express.
An election could cause serious problems for the country, Taoiseach.
That's true. I was supposed to go visit the troops in Africa next week. Can you imagine how awesome I would look in khakis and a flak jacket?
Sorry.
Not to mention the giraffe selfies.
Taoiseach.
So sad. This is a real crisis.
No, I meant the Brexit summit next month.
Oh, that. Yeah, yes, we mustn't have an election, but it's all Fianna Fáil's fault.
An election could cause the collapse of the abortion committee, Taoiseach.
In that case, we're ready for an election. Bring it on.
I said it before, and I'll say it again. You've had your chance. It's time for you to go, yeah?
Will you stop racking my head, Mary Lou? I already said I was stepping down.
Not you, the Tánaiste.
Oh, right. Sorry, I wasn't listening. I was too busy high-fiving Martin Farris.
Ugh.
No doubt whatsoever. This is a national crisis,
yes.
And the Sunday Independent Alliance will not stand idly by while the reopening of Step Aside Garda Station is delayed.
What about the Tánaiste crisis, Lodras?
What's happened? I think I might have missed something. I was reading a very long book about North Korea.
Mihal,
have you decided your plan of action?
Fianna Fáil will not avoid the hard decisions. And I fully intend to... I don't know, I've just dropped the kind. Can anyone see if it's heads or tails? We'll never know what my opinion was now.
Mr. House, election fever is in the air.
We're ready to canvass on the hills and on the Boreens. We'll canvass the kettle merts. We'll canvass the Christmas markets.
But won't an election just ruin Christmas?
What are you on about? Sure, an election is Christmas. I'll bring home 3/4 of mayo. Ring in the new year, I say. I'm getting that warm, fuzzy election feeling on. It's just I think I've wet myself with the excitement.
Come on! Deputy Kenny, what do you think of the crisis facing your successor?
Oh, God, it's good to be alive.
Here it goes.
Pearls Fitzgerald, the lady of the house.
Tánaiste, can you just turn that down a bit?
Of course.
Tánaiste, are you relaxing in here?
Vivaldi.
For the last time, it's Varadkar.
Ugh.
Look, we have to talk.
Of course, dear.
I just want to say how appreciative I am of all your years of service you've achieved. So, by the way, did you send us over that list of achievements of yours?
No need. It's the same list as Alan Shatter's. I just scribbled out his name and...
Ugh.
Anyway, it's all unnecessary, Taoiseach, as I did not part, hand, or act, etc., etc.
Just stop all that. When I said I wanted to change things as Taoiseach, I didn't mean having to change the record of the Dáil 3 times a week.
Vivaldi is my favourite record.
Look, this is serious. The McCabe thing has already killed off one Taoiseach. Everybody's nervous. Even the Shinners took ages to trigger the no confidence thing. They usually love triggering stuff.
Quite. The Shinners haven't been this scared of a lady in pearls since 1981.
Who is it now?
Well there, hi.
Heather, dear, please learn how to pronounce Tánaiste.
Deputy.
Oh, very well. Deputy Prime Minister will suffice.
No, I was calling you deputy. That'll be your only title before this week is out. Hey.
Please, Heather, this isn't helping.
Tánaiste.
No. It's pronounced Taoiseach. God.
No, I meant you call me Tánaiste.
Why would I call you...
Gender quota, border MP.
Oh.
I'm your woman, Leo. I'll even learn off the words to the song. Amadon Naharan.
We'll talk later, Heather.
Oh, Gora Milshon Agats.
Isn't she so earthy?
Pearls, this scandal could really open the floodgates. I mean, that is, if the government were to ever actually install floodgates anywhere. Have you heard of a place called Leash, by the way?
Oh, it is a frightful business, but despite all this kerfuffle, Leo, I intend to hang in there.
What?
Like Mugabe.
He resigned on Tuesday.
Did he?
Yes.
I didn't get an email alert about that.
Oh, God.
Or maybe I did and simply forgot.
Listen, Tánaiste, there's a very obvious ending to this whole business.
I dare say I agree.
You do?
And whatever the wishes of the Taoiseach are, I shall fully abide.
Well, I'm very glad to hear that.
So do let me know when Micheál Martin has been in touch.
Wait, what?
That'll be all.
Tánaiste, I...
And do close the door on your way out, dear. It's quite the winter of discontent out there.
Ugh.
Alan's Cakes!
All right, settle down now, lads. Settle down now, come on.
shittle. There'll be no shittling this time, boys.
And ladies.
Yes, of course, gender quota. Yeah,
it's Lisa. Lisa Chambers.
Of course. Lisa Shomra. Lisa Shomra, no.
Or never mind the gender quotas. I'll give you four quotas, me heart.
Right now, Willie, come on. Calm down a bit.
Can you smell that, lads? Oh, yeah. I love the smell of elections in the morning. Good on you, me heart. You finally found some spunk.
I'm not sure you can say that anymore.
Yes, well, once Mary Lou tabled no confidence motion.
Oh, she put a bomb under them, all right.
Well, I had no choice but to decide completely independently. We also had no confidence in Pearls Fitzgerald.
Yes.
Thereby possibly triggering an election.
As just a spokesman, I was genuinely sad when I had to make Minister Pearls Fitzgerald walk the plank.
Good man, Jim Miriam. Good man.
I mean, who will I have to make small talk about the etiquette of dinner party seating in the canteen now?
I know it was very difficult for you, Jim Miriam, because I know that you think she's...
too posh to push, Micheál, yeah.
Enough talk. I'm election ready. My posters are always semi-erect.
It's all right for you. For such a small man, you have an enormous pole.
Fucking right. Four quarters. Every woman in Limerick has given me a stroke.
Stop that. No. Deputy O'Keefe.
A winter election. Grim, hopeless. The bitter rain sheeting down on you. Freezing every bone in your body. It makes me glad to be half alive.
Sir, Micheál.
Yes. Jack Chambers. Shomer Bjug. Go ahead.
Why are we having an election, Daddy?
Oh, right. Yeah. Sit up on my knee there. Okay. Good fella. Well, it's quite simple. Modest McCabe, a whistleblower, was going to be accused of crimes he didn't commit to smear his reputation.
Oh.
And Pearls Fitzgerald was told by the Gardaí.
Well, wasn't it the prosecution?
I thought it was the Attorney General.
No. Actually, they told the Justice Department.
Oh.
And then they sent her an email, but she didn't see it.
No, she did see it.
But she just forgot about it.
I thought she saw it, but it said to do nothing.
Anyway, then Leo lied in the doll.
No, I think he was just misinformed.
Yeah, it was Charlie Flanagan who lied.
No, he just forgot to say it.
I'm confused, Daddy Micheál.
Me too. Deputy Donnelly.
Not this tosser.
Look, it's quite simple. Despite the fact that our current Minister for Justice, Charlie Flanagan, had seen the email for the previous Minister for Justice, the Taoiseach, beforehand, he had not informed the Taoiseach, even though he was sitting beside him in the door.
I don't get it.
Fick the timeline, fick the facts. Yeah. The shitter's pulled the trigger, and it's on!
Lads. Oh, God, what have I done?
Mr. Martin, sir.
Yes, Seán Rabiag.
I think you're going to go down in history.
Do you?
Well, you bravely ruled yourself out of coalition with Sinn Féin.
Oh, God, I know.
So there's no one else to go into coalition with. So if we leave you as leader, we'll end up propping up the blue shirts again.
Going forward.
Three elections without winning.
I.
You'll be the first ever leader of Fianna Fáil not to become Taoiseach.
Oh, God, I've made a terrible mistake.
Oh, you're going down all right. In history.
We'll rise and follow our charity.
This weekend, give the kiddies a Christmas treat to remember. Come into town for all your shopping needs. Because when you come into town, you're guaranteed to save money.
Save!
By missing out on lunch while you're stuck in traffic between the canals.
Save!
By being unable to get into any car park and being charged 3 shagging euro an hour to park in a rundown kip that smells of pee.
Save!
On gifts for that special someone, because all the good stuff has sold out.
Save!
On Lewis fares, because we still haven't finished it yet.
Save!
On a magical trip to Santa, because the queue is too long. No need for awkward conversations about why Santa's from Cabra and whether that elf was dead or just drunk.
Save!
Come into town and you'll save everything, except your sanity. So whether it's Black Friday, Cyber Monday, or Wet Wednesday, remember, you're better off in town. Please don't log on to the internet for the bargains.
Paid for by the Dublin Society of Business Owners who refuse to accept reality. Oh,
Hello, it's me, Matt Cooper, here to tell you that there's a famine happening in Ireland.
It's happening right here in Dublin, so it really matters.
Here at Communicorps, we're suffering through a famine of female radio presenters. They're leaving us faster than I left behind my debts by declaring bankruptcy in the UK.
Sarah Carey.
Sarah McInerney.
Colette Fitzpatrick.
Mairead Ronan.
Dill Wicker Romans. Oh, you would give me that one to say, wouldn't you? Typical political correctness gone blood.
Now the famine is growing to affect everybody, even slightly diverse. Presenters like Chris Donahue, or is it O'Donohue? I can never remember.
And don't forget the young fella with the flamboyant and outrageous public persona, Mr.
Oh, we're not allowed to mention him anymore.
They're all departed, leaving behind just a sea of straight, rich, white, middle-aged men with all their very different straight, white, middle-aged opinions, sponsored by MasterCard.
Nobody knows why they're leaving.
But you can help. For just €5 a month, you can help us fight this dirt of estrogen and lure some ladies back to the fold.
Your €5 will be used to buy shiny baubles from Claire's Accessories, hair things, scrunchies and whatnot, because we've heard this is what girls like.
Please donate now and help put a stop to the famine and make Communicorp's stations more diverse.
And more importantly, help us get these gender-balanced bitty bodies off our backs. They just won't shut up about it, as if it's something actually important. They're worse than those cyclist terrorists and dog owners.
Communicorps.
All dog and no women make us very dull boys. Good morning. Crisis Friday is underway. Fiscal Donahue joins me in studio.
Thank you very much to RTE for paying for my cappuccino.
Okay.
I only have a certain amount of money myself.
Minister, the McCabe scandal once again. Is Taoiseach Leo Varadkar ready to collapse the government over it?
Well, thank you for asking me that. Let me be the first to say...
I'm just going to have to interrupt you for some breaking news about the...
Oh?
European Banking Authority.
Oh.
Sorry, we're breaking into an interview for this?
Hello? Because Ireland and France have received the same amount of votes, we will now draw the names out of a hat. I shall use my own beret. So, the European Banking Authority will go to... Aha! Paris!
Okay, the Brexit battle's there. Not going well for Ireland, but let's get back to the more pressing matter.
I'm very surprised at that, Sean, because before he left, Enda Kenny said he made all the calls and that one was in the bag.
I think that says it all, Minister.
But still, thank you very much for considering us, Mr. Barney, eh?
Right.
It was an honour just to be in the final two when not a decade ago Fianna Fáil blew up the banks.
But back to your own scandals.
Oh, diddums.
Surely it's time the Taoiseach...
Oh.
What?
What?
Again?
I forgot.
The European Medicines Agency. Again, we are tied between Ireland and this time Holland. We will have two snails crawl up the wall. The one with the green shell represents Ireland. The orange, very large snail, that is Holland. Oh, Ireland pulled out of the competition to concentrate on the banking authority they just lost. So Holland wins.
Ridiculous. Anyway, let's get back to the matter at hand, Minister.
Thank you very much to Brussels for just letting us participate in that one. It's an honour to lose to such a great country as Holland.
Yeah, but back to the scandal.
After all, we lost you too to Holland, so it's no big surprise.
Yeah, but the scandal here, Minister, is that...
Oh,
what? Not again, for the love of Mary's holy belt.
Now the European Bowtie Association. For this, I have placed a €1 coin under a cup. The French commissioner will go first. Okay, mon ami. Et voilà! The winner is Paris! Encore une fois!
Right, another Brexit loss there. Now let's get back. Minister?
I have to go. That was all the time I put in the parking meter for the limo.
Hold on a second.
I only have a certain amount of money.
Come on!
Bye!
Coming up, 2 hours on the flooding in Laois, because it happened in Laois. Did I ever mention I'm from Laois? Not for at least 5 minutes, anyway.
Pierce, I'm glad you could make it.
You said it was an order, Mary Lou.
It was. First off,
right.
Thanks for stepping aside and not pursuing the Sinn Féin presidency.
Yeah, you said that was an order too.
Hang on, Pierce, I didn't interrupt you. It's Jerry's anointed, ordained and chosen successor, sorry. Soon to be democratically elected, unopposed leader, yeah? And the de facto president of Sinn Féin, I'm making some minor changes to our manifesto, yeah?
Well, I don't know if you can make changes until you actually...
Stop interrupting me! I didn't ditch Fianna Fáil and slum it in Cabra to...
Slum it? Your gaff is huge.
It's still Cabra.
Aye.
And I didn't move leave there so I could become the leader of a socialist workers' party that hasn't a sniff of getting into government.
Well,
we need to make things right.
Right?
Less left, anyway.
But
commie gobshitery of only drawing the average industrial wage out of her salary. Nobody could be expected to live on that.
Well, that's kind of the point. We need to improve things for the average working family.
And we will, Pierce. We'll work much more effectively to improve things on a salary of €87,000 plus expenses a year.
But hang on a second.
No buts. Jerry may be on his way out, but this is still the same democratic Sinn Féin that requires absolute loyalty to the Emperor God. Sorry, President. To get elected, we need to tone down the socialism and the Northern Ireland stuff.
Sorry, now, the Northern Ireland stuff?
Look, I'm as much a Republican as the next Taoiseach, which is exactly what I'll be if we distance ourselves from the...
From what?
You know, all the unpleasantness, the...
What?
The rah.
Hang on, Mary Lou, the boys in Ulster might not be too happy about this one bit.
That's where you come in, Pierce.
What?
I need someone who talks nerdy-dirty close to me to keep all those grey-suited weirdos on side while we make these minor changes, yeah?
But without the socialist stuff and the nerdy stuff, won't we basically just be Fianna Fáil? How'll we stand apart?
Exactly. We won't stand apart from Fianna Fáil. We'll stand together with them.
What?
United in a coalition against the Blue Shirts.
But we can't. It's mad. We...
Pierce, stop interrupting me for the last time. Yeah?
But Mary Lou...
Shut up or I'll bust ya!
Well, now you're sounding like a Republican leader at least. By the way, are you looking forward to hitting the old election war path?
Do I look like someone who goes canvassing in December in 3 degrees Celsius for the average industrial wage?
No.
That'll be all, Pierce. Yeah?
Gourmet, I'll get married.
Yeah, cut that out as well.
And now, a special Thanksgiving address from the celebrity-in-chief, Donald Jesus, what have we done, Trump.
My fellow white, old, and angry Americans, as I look back on this long, long year, I have so much to be thankful for. I'm thankful to the GOP senators for not impeaching me, no matter what I do. They've achieved amazing things. For 52 people born without spines, it's inspiring. A lot of folks are saying I've had the best first year ever. Better than Obama's. And I'm thankful for those people because they're suckers. I failed on my promises to ban Muslims, to build a wall, to lock up crooked Hillary, and to drain the swamp. I couldn't even pass a bill to kill Obamacare. The only thing I can pass is gas. Oh boy, that KFC gives you wind, believe me. And yet your rednecks out there still chant my name. I'm thankful. I'm also thankful that the 16 lying women who accused me of booby assault did so before the Weinstein scandal, so we just swept it under the rug. Not the one on my head. No, another one, believe me. Thanksgiving celebrates the first pilgrim harvest and how we tried to wipe out the Native Americans by giving them smallpox. Inspiring. This week, I pardoned a pair of turkeys. No, not my kids, Eric and Don Jr. I'll pardon them next year. Afterwards, I spent Thanksgiving with my beautiful wife, Eva Melania, and as a special treat, she was even in the same room as me for 2 seconds. Sad. Today is Black Friday, the one black thing I like, where morbidly obese Americans cram themselves into stores in a grotesque display of mindless consumerism. It's the most sacred day of the year, bigly. Because, folks, so long as Americans are willing to trample each other to death for 25% off a TV they don't need, there will be a place for me, Donald J. Trump, as your 45th and final president. Now, if you'll excuse me, I gotta go and rage tweet about some black athletes because that's really the only thing I've been able to do for the last year. May God bless you, and may God bless the Confederate States of America. Oh, there it is.
Good evening, I'm Hugh Edwards at the BBC. As the United Kingdom clings to Brexit like the dried-in bits of Weetabix that you forgot to rinse off the bowl in the morning, the EU has said Britain's strategy is incoherent and underwhelming. Our Foreign Secretary and the man who looks like Wurzel Gummidge with a haircut, Boris Johnson, had this to say.
Don't be ridiculous. The government has made sure Brexit is on track and running smoothly, just like the postal service, running smoothly like the NHS. Yes, the NHS runs very, very, very smoothly. I can personally vouch for this, as I am a frequent visitor to their maternity wards and free clinics. Quavers!
Mr. Secretary, what will happen with the border with Ireland?
Yes. I want to put an end to all this border claptrap nonsense. Once and for all, there will be absolutely no border between Northern Ireland and Eire. Only a complete idiot would have a border between the two. Knick-knacks!
So what exactly is your plan?
It is a very robust plan. I will build a...
What precisely will you do, Boris?
My comprehensive and unequivocal plan for the border in plain English is to... The border will be... I look over there!
Sir?
It's an Iranian woman giving a journalism course!
What?
Worcester sauce, what's it?
Our foreign secretary there, ladies and gentlemen. Johnson by name and Johnson by nature. He spoke again to Irish Minister for Foreign Affairs and Raivita Cracker taking human form, Simon Coveney.
I just want to demand that the British government do not restore a hard border. I want it in writing that the Irish will not have a hard border. I need everything in writing these days because I have to say every single word of the script that Chris Donoghue writes for me. Oh, no, I shouldn't have.
Oh, no.
Oh, sorry, Chris. Please don't tell Leo I said that. Please.
So there you have it, the Irish minister that came off better than Boris Johnson, which sounds like a compliment, but how exactly could you come off worse than Boris Johnson? Finally, the UK budget was announced this week. To summarise, Philip Hammond wanted to make sure that young people won't leave the country by ensuring they can't afford the airfares. So they'll just have to stay at home, paying rent, experimenting with vodka and soleros, and watching Forgetting Sarah Marshall on ITV2. That's all for this evening. Country so doomed, the four horsemen of the apocalypse rang in sick and went to the pub, like I'm going to do now. Hugh Edwards, BBC News.
Order! Order!
I'll have a flat white, please.
Anything but water for me.
I meant this meeting must come to order.
I always bring my own coffee and insist on paying €5 for it in case I have a point to prove about something.
For goodness sake.
€5? Does that not make you angry, Angry Alan?
Well, everything makes me angry, boss.
Oh.
Yes, actually, I'm the lead...
I'm as mad as hell!
Is it the lack of injection facilities and direct provision?
You and your hipster causes, Aeon. The unelectable saviour of the Labour Party. Oh. You're a rebel without a consonant or a safe.
I'm the one from Cork. I'm the rebel.
Shut up, Sean. You were retiring until you got accidentally elected.
Oh, Joan, if I might just...
Shut up! Let Alan speak, or he'll go postal and do his sex face again.
Thank you, Joan. I was the one that brought this whole Sergeant McCabe issue to the fore again. I was the one who uncovered the email.
Ooh.
But the media forgot me!
Uh-oh.
Angry Alan want praise!
Yes, I know how that feels. I first brought the whole issue of the smear campaign against Sergeant McCabe.
There's actually three consonants in my name. I just chose not to say them out loud as a protest over the treatment of the Rohingya people of Myanmar.
Ah, shut up, Jan O'Reardon. Anyway, Alan, I feel your anger.
No, I'm the one who feels his anger.
Every issue we bring forward gets ignored, or the credit goes elsewhere.
Doesn't that make you angry, boss?
Oh, no. We need to keep a low profile.
But I don't want to keep a low profile. I want to make as much noise as possible and be all over the papers, offended and angry all the time.
Oh. Well, then you should have joined Fianna Fáil.
I thought I did, but I was so angry when I filled in the form. I did the wrong one.
Anyway, our current strategy is working.
Huh? Hold on a second.
No, it's not. Everyone's ignoring us.
Just a minute now, if I...
Exactly.
Could...
The longer they ignore us, the greater the chances that the saps who vote will forget how we screwed them over. That's why it's vital that we remain completely anonymous.
Yeah, I am the leader of this party.
Exactly.
Nobody seems to listen to me.
You're doing a fantastic job.
Wait, what?
I get it. So then,
no.
When we come back more popular after the next election...
Yes?
I can be leader then, yeah?
What? You?
Are you laughing?
Are you laughing?
Are you laughing?
Alan, no, not again. Don't go through the... Oh, we don't have the budget for another window.
Did they really have to have a clock in the SIG tune as well? Welcome back to Morning Ireland. It's 13 minutes past. Actually, no, I'm not doing that. Not today. Just play my theme tune. The proper one. That's better. Welcome to the news. I'm Dobbo. The top story today is the Omni Cluster Hames Uber Shambles disaster threatening to give us a Christmas election.
It's the least wonderful time of the year, as all our politicians do all the wrong things for all the wrong reasons, resulting in the worst possible outcome for the country. Go Ireland! Yes, the 32nd Dáil, which has already achieved nothing, will, if it dissolves, collapse the abortion committee, which means we'll have to start it all over again. And, oh yes, it means that at the Brexit summit in December, where we're trying to save the peace process, Ireland will be represented by a limp government, distracted by whether they'll get re-elected by the surplus of their more popular running mate's dynasty. It's the most important meeting since the Good Friday Agreement, but never mind, lads. You go ahead and have your election about who saw what email when. I'm all for rooting out incompetence, believe me. If I order a Chablis in a restaurant and it doesn't taste flinty, I will not stop until that sommelier has been held to account. But by next week, this scandal will have taken out 2 Garda commissioners, 2 secretaries general, a justice minister, probably a Taoiseach, and in case any of you have forgotten, our last Taoiseach, Enda Ineffective Kenny. And it would all be well and good, except for one thing. None of that has actually fixed the problem, the Gardaí. No reform and no consequences. Because yesterday, acting Garda Commissioner Generic McBlame someone else announced that no Gardaí would be prosecuted over the made-up breath tests or checkpoints. That's right, I'll have to repeat that. The Gardaí have announced that the Gardaí will be let off with committing over 2 million frauds and nobody even noticed the story. Anyway, if we have this election, do you know what happens? Absolutely nothing. Well, a couple of things. Alan Kelly started it, and judging by the polls, this election will end the Labour Party. The Independent Alliance will become the Unelected Alliance, and Gerry Adams is denied his lap of honour where he gets to talk about all the things he doesn't remember. And unless we change the habits of a lifetime, we're going to end up with the same thing. Fianna Fáil propping up Fine Gael, or vice versa. Meanwhile, the country drifts for another 6 months as Europe and Britain decide Brexit. Without us, the Gardaí go unreformed, and eventually the only people able to afford houses in the greater Dublin area will be Google employees and tax exiles. I've had enough of this. I'm just going home now to spend time with the one coalition I believe in, gin, and its partner in government, tonic. And go back to sleep, Ireland. Oh God, it's a terrible shambles.
Don't blame me. It was like that when I got here. Lol socks.